Conrad, Derry, I'm sure, got the result that you were long waiting for and long overdue, I suppose, last week against Kildare.
It's really important in terms of team morale. Probably, you know, looking at it, the game looked to be dead and buried. But Derry have been devoid of luck over the last number of games, even tail end of last year, start of this year. So, you know, they did deserve a wee bit of luck. And, you know, they were there with the table toppers, and nobody goes outside of maybe Derry expected much, and the fact they were within a score at the final whistle meant, you know, they did get the wee bit of luck, but they had to put themselves in the position to benefit from it. If they'd been 4 points down, the goal was no good, so they kept in touch and they stayed close enough to make it count, and it's left them in a decent enough position now to go on maybe a bit of a run.
Yeah, and tell me, you know, you've been there yourself, you know what it's like. What does a win like that do for a confidence where it obviously had to be at their ankles?
A win in that situation is massive because, you know, Derry have got into a slump where games are tight and they go to the wire and they've been losing them by a point here and a point there. So when you get into that routine, all of a sudden the final whistle is approaching and people are kind of the mindset, oh, we're going to lose here. Whereas if you can get into the situation where you win a game by a point or two, you know, then in tight games you start winning them matches, and that'll do a massive, massive boost for Derry. You know, because it is a new Derry team and people looking down the newspaper, there'll be a lot of names that they wouldn't recognise, but they're all good, solid players. You know, it's just going to take them a wee bit of time.
Yeah, and looking ahead to tomorrow's game, of course, it's a real four-pointer down, who were been written off completely, even ahead of Derry up to last weekend. They got a result last week as well.
Yeah, again, down in Burns, and really need that result, probably, if it's possible, maybe more so than Derry, because, you know, the publicity had been really bad surrounding the Down camp, and the rumours were starting to fly, whether they're true or not, doesn't really matter. That circus follows it. So, massive win for Down, and it just means now that the loser of Derry and Down tomorrow will probably be relegated. And again, the winner has won two games in the bounce. You know, they'll be looking with three wins in a row, and all of a sudden, they're an outside chance of getting into the promotional playoffs.
Yeah,
it's incredible how tight the division is.
Yeah, well, it can be that type of division, but certainly nobody will want to go to Division 3 anyway.
No, absolutely not. You know, like going from staying in Division 2, you can build, but when you go to Division 3, it becomes very difficult, because no matter where you would see yourself traditionally, it doesn't matter. Once you go to Division 3, the places you go to, you play to that level. And again, it's very hard then to play at that level for a full league season and then suddenly decide, come Championship, that you're going to be playing to a new level, you know, up against the best teams, and you just can't do that. So staying in Division 2 is massively important for all them teams.
And tell me, team selection for tomorrow, what do you make of it?
Yeah, well, it looks very similar to last week. I know there's a few niggles in the camp, so I would be surprised if they change much unless they really have to. You know, a lot of it depends. Now, James Keel has had a purple patch of form. You know, they really need to keep James fit. You know, fantastic footballer. Who's the question marks with him had always been around, you know, consistently doing it day in and day out for Derry. You know, does it within his club, week in and week out. But it's just taken that consistently on the county stage. And in fairness, you know, he has really led, you know, with the likes of Mark Lynch being out at the moment, you know, the Slocknail contingent not there, Kieran McFall, Danny Heaveran, you know, like there's a lot of players missing. And James has stepped up, and to be fair to him, you know, deserves the wee bit of credit he's getting now.
And you mentioned Kieran McFall. Kieran's back in the squad, isn't he?
Back in the squad, they're training in the gym at the moment, getting themselves ready for the season ahead. So I would expect if Derry could get a win, I would imagine that would rush them players forward a wee bit, and that they'd want to be involved in the last few stages where they could get a push on for the promotional playoff. And with the way that division is, you wouldn't rule anything out then at that stage.
And of course, the sides have met already this year, and I know it's probably going to be different formations. That was in the McKenna Cup. Down won that one.
Yeah, very different formations. Again, tight game, and I suppose that maybe hurdled a new dawn for Down, where they thought, right, you know, we've got out of our bad patch, and then the slump back into it. So I don't think we'd read much into it, but it really is a do-or-die game. Probably more pressure on Down, just with the circumstances of late. But, you know, a game that Derry would really, really fancy winning, and I would expect Derry to beat Down tomorrow.
What are you looking for tomorrow, as well as the win?
With the weather conditions over the weekend, all the pitches are going to be saturated, so it's going to be a slow game where it's going to be a bit attritional. You know, 12, 13, 14 points will probably win most games this weekend, you know, on the more natural pitches like Celtic Park. So I'm not expecting a spectacle of football, but you would really want Derry to dig out a win from Derry's perspective. And I suppose Down will probably be looking at something similar, but I just think game being in Celtic Park, you know, difficult place to go. You know, the last time Down were there, it was a case of they should have won the game under the previous manager, you know, didn't. So I would expect Derry just to have enough tomorrow.